This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. The Washington Capitals are one win away from the first Stanley Cup championship in the 43-year history of the franchise. The Capitals defeated the Vegas Golden Knights 6-2. Game 5 is Thursday. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge became the first player since at least 1920, with 8 strikeouts and a doubleheader, including 5 punchouts in the nightcap as the Detroit Tigers beat New York 4-2. After New York took the opener 7-4. The Yankees head to Toronto to face off against the Blue Jays tonight at 7:07, and Detroit will go to Boston to kick off a 3-game series against the Red Sox at 7:10. And the New York Mets had the night off and will host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at 7:10. President Donald Trump has called off a visit by the Philadelphia Eagles to the White House today, citing the dispute over whether NFL players must stand during the playing of the national anthem. None of the Eagles took a knee during the anthem in 2017, although a couple of players had said they did not plan to attend the White House meeting. And Dwight Clark will forever be remembered for one iconic moment, his leap in the back of the end zone to make a fingertip grab of a game-winning touchdown that launched the San Francisco 49ers dynasty and is one of the most memorable images in NFL history. The 61-year-old Clark was the author of one play simply known as The Catch. He died Monday, just over a year after revealing he had ALS. And New Jersey lawmakers are considering a change to their proposed sports betting law that would require the major professional sports leagues to consult with state gambling regulators before rules governing the betting are issued. A state Senate committee is considering the change to the law. A state assembly committee advanced the bill earlier Monday. The bill does not contain an integrity fee payment for sports leagues to help them police betting patterns. Officials of Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the PGA Tour testified that they need the fee. For WAMC News, I'm Elizabeth Hill.